The G7 is an annual gathering of the world's wealthiest democracies, along with representatives from the European Union. This year's summit in Hiroshima, Japan, has ended with a scene-stealing announcement from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that Russian troops no longer occupy the eastern city of Bakhmut.
The most challenging thing is that people would be surrounded if there was a military tactical error in Bakhmut. But all military personnel know how to act in such a situation and how to prevent our people from being captured by the enemy. Today they perform a critical task. Today they are in Bakhmut, where exactly I cannot say, but this suggests that Bakhmut is not captured by the Russian Federation today. There cannot be two or three interpretations of this.
The salt mining town of 70,000 people has long been a key battleground in the war and the scene of some of the bloodiest fighting in Moscow's more than year-long offensive. President Zelensky's assertion goes against claims by Russia's Wagner Group, whose founder Yevgeny Prigozhin says his fighters have taken control of the city down to the last centimetre.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is disingenuous, or he, like many of our military leaders, is simply not aware of what is happening on the ground.
US President Joe Biden has also spoken on the last day of the summit, pledging more weapons assistance to Ukraine.
We will not waver. Putin will not break our resolve as he thought he could 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago. And today, the United States announced our latest tranche of artillery, ammunition, anti-tank weapons, and bridging equipment to help Ukraine succeed in the battlefield.
But while world leaders have spoken of unity and allyship, not everyone was happy with the summit. Video has emerged of riot police pinning some G7 protesters to the ground. The far-left extremist Revolutionary Communist League National Committee organized the demonstrations, denouncing the summit as imperialist with the US at its center. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has also recently announced he would raise the military budget and embark on the largest spending spree in 3 decades. That's created some concern because Japan is a pacifist nation and vowed to never maintain military forces in its 1947 post-war constitution. The White House posted the G7 leaders' joint statement online, saying they were taking joint steps towards the ultimate goal of a world without nuclear weapons. It then raised some eyebrows when President Biden paid tribute at the Hiroshima Memorial, all while traveling with the US nuclear codes. The location of the G7 summit was also of particular significance. Ukraine's president drew comparisons between Bakhmut and Hiroshima, the Japanese city, the world's first military target of a nuclear weapon in human history.
Photos of destroyed Hiroshima absolutely remind me of Bakhmut and other such towns. There is absolutely nothing alive. All the buildings are destroyed. There is no understanding even where the street is, where a building is. It is simple, absolute, total destruction. There's nothing left. There are no people.
This year, host nation Japan extended the invitation to 8 additional countries, including Australia, India, Brazil, and Cook Islands, in what many see as an attempt to woo the global south. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has pledged his support for the G7's joint statement, but its denouncement of economic coercion has angered China. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says the G7 has disregarded China's concerns and interfered in its internal affairs, including Taiwan. Mr. Albanese says Australia clearly supports the status quo when it comes to the Taiwan Straits, but remains uneasy about some of China's actions.
China's activity, and we've expressed concern for ourselves as well, the strafing of one of our aircraft, the other activity that we've seen, has provided concern. We've expressed that concern in the past, we'll continue to do so. What we need to do is to make sure that we work in a way that enhances peace, security and stability in the region.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.